brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He wrote the book, The Lie That Never Was, traveled all over the country to the state houses, proving that the 16th Amendment to give us the income tax was never properly ratified. He founded the Fully Informed Jury Association. It's in all 50 states, and it's just done incredible work. And I may try to twist his arm to stay with us till the 50 after coming up, because it's always great to have Red Beckman on, and I do want to get to your calls as promised. But Eustace Mullins, people loved interviewing him, and they got him out on a speaking tour, and he had a stroke, was brought back to Texas, died Tuesday, and Red knew him really well. You were going to tell a story about Eustace Mullins. Go ahead.
It was about 1984, and I was a speaker, and Eustace was a speaker, and Congressman Ron Paul was a speaker at an investors' conference in the Caesars Palace, the big casino in Las Vegas. And the conference didn't start till Monday, and a lot of people had checked in, including myself. We checked in on Sunday afternoon, and the people that organized this, they called me after I was checked in. They called and said, "Red, we've got about 800 people that are already registered here, and the management of the casino had said that the big ballroom was empty, and if we wanted to put together an impromptu meeting in there on Sunday evening," he said, "they could have it free of charge." And so they said, "Red, if you will go over there and set that up, and you can MC, and you can take 20 minutes," and of course, Eustace Mullins was there, and give him 20 minutes, and give Ron Paul 20 minutes. And so we did, and we had a real good crowd there, and I took the 20 minutes, and I think I had Congressman Ron Paul went first, I think, and then Eustace Mullins, and then I took it, and I opened it up for questions. And Eustace Mullins had talked about the New World Order. 1984, there weren't many people talking about New World Order. They didn't know what it was. And so a lady asked from the audience, she asked Eustace Mullins, she said, "When do you think this is going to happen, that the New World Order will take over?" And Eustace says, "Oh, it's already happened. This is about 1984. And if you will look back at our history that we have made since that time, you can see the footprints of the Rothschilds and the Federal Reserve Bank and all. You can see them in everything that has happened.
America has been turned into a pure engine of the New World Order."
Absolutely, and Eustace Mullins understood that. He had identified it, and he explained himself, explained what his thinking was very well, and I don't think there was anybody there that didn't recognize that what he was saying was 100% correct.
Well, I think it's important to recognize they took over as revolutionaries. We're restorationists kicking the hijackers out.
Yeah, well, there's one thing that we need to stress too, Alex. We have people in the Ron Paul Revolution and the Tea Party people and all, and they're talking about we're into the Second American Revolution. The Second American Revolution started when the ink wasn't even dry, when the founders signed the Constitution. There were
explain that to people. Yeah, absolutely. When we come back and we're going to calls,
yeah.
Stay there. We got a break again, Red Beckman. And we'll get out that address again to get the two books for $10 before you leave us. Obviously, our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com and Infowars.net. And be sure and check out the online video bookstore apparel department to get your Come and Take It Infowars.com shirt.
A A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Rhett Beckman is just going to be with us for the rest of the hour, and I want to start getting to your phone calls with our guest. But, Rhett, you were trying to make a point as we went to break about the fact that we're calling this the Second American Revolution. I say the answer to 1984 is the spirit of 1776, but in truth, we are the restorationists. We are the lawful government. We're the good guys, a bunch of offshore banks robbing us of trillions of dollars and setting up a police state. They're the bad guys. They're the revolutionaries. Go ahead.
Well, if we're in a revolution, it's the third revolution, which is going to restore our lawful government in this country. Because the Second American Revolution started right in the very beginning because we had some of those people back there in that generation who also thought that they were smart enough to where they could rule and the rest of us would be their servants. And so through subversion, and it comes down, you can trace it all the way down through our history. The Civil War was an absolute atrocity that was perpetrated by some of these so-called very wise people, smart people. And
well, it's on record that the Rothschilds and the British, I mean, it's mainline history, yes, manipulated both sides to have the war. There wasn't a good side or a bad side. It was all manipulated to try to break the country up.
Right. And you can see it then, and of course, as you come down through history, you can see that tremendous influx of West European immigrants coming into this country, starting about 1880 for sure, and continuing on until about 1910 or 1920. 30-some-odd million, they figure, came. And, of course, they didn't learn the language that quick. They learned it, and they became great Americans. But they were so easily manipulated. And, of course, like I said earlier, we got the income tax and the 17th Amendment, of course, and we got the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913.
That's right. Most of the first Americans really wanted to get away from tyranny. Doesn't mean they were angels or perfect, yeah. But they were pretty street smart, wise, and sly. But you get a bunch of people, say, from Germany, hardworking, great people. They were property of their local lord. You had the Hessians who were military slaves. You know, they don't teach that in school because supposedly only blacks were indentured servants or slaves, a complete fraud. You had other people from Poland, people from France, where they were under Napoleonic law of the government is God. Yep. And so they got here and didn't understand. And now we've got people from Mexico and Asia and other places with no history of freedom. And Red, have you noticed the government's hiring all these illegals to be the military and the police? And to be the CPS workers?
Absolutely. And it's all according to their plan. And here's the thing that I have said. I've had so many people call me over the years and just so concerned. They say, oh, they're going to bring in the foreign troops. And there might be a certain amount of that. But, you see, that's where we... we reach these people, these foreign troops, when they come in and they are going to be absolutely amazed at what we have in this country.
No, instead, they're incrementally... Well, instead, and hold on a second, I want to add this. They're incrementally having drills with foreign troops, having foreign troops help run the command and control. But no, they're recruiting the Boy Scouts to be the paramilitary. They're militarizing the police. They're bringing in the immigrants and making them our police and our military. They don't need to bring in a foreign force. They're turning the force into a foreign force.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we have to inform those people, and they'll come over, and they'll be on our side.
In fact, that happened in the Revolutionary War. I know
yes.
You know this, but tell folks about the Germans defecting en masse to our side.
Oh, there was a tremendous number of them. They were the English, of course. They hired the Hessians. They were German troops. And, of course, they're the ones that were the victims of George Washington and
Trenton's
famous crossing of the Delaware River. I think it was the Delaware, if I remember right.
It was
right.
Trenton, yes. It was,
yeah.
It was Trenton, yeah.
And of course... I just think that it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out how corrupt our government is. And as long as we're able to speak and as long as we have our written materials out there and such, the whole world is watching us now. They're watching us very close. And I think that we've got more people out there in the other countries of the world that are cheering us on. They're all for us. They recognize that we have something here that they would all like to have. And they don't like the central banks. The central banks are in trouble all over this world today.
Yes.
And so you know, the euro isn't doing all that great. The dollar, the only thing that's holding up the dollar at this point is the fact that the euro's having a problem.
Well, Red, think how far we've come where 20 years ago the media said Rothschilds don't exist, mm-hmm. Trilateral Commission doesn't exist. We're not joking. Bilderberg yeah. Group doesn't yeah. exist. The Federal Reserve isn't private. And now they go, okay, it's all real. What's the big deal? I want to go to phone calls, but... Coming up, I want to get into your book, Why the Militia, with an encapsulation of what the militia really is. How do you stop infiltration, provocateur, false flag setups, and the enemy racing to put their cashless grid in? And so how getting back to rural communities, being self-sufficient, will defeat the enemy. It's like a cancer. It can only come into a certain, or it's like something with a rundown immune system. So we're going to talk about that as well. But are you ready to go to calls, Red?
Oh, anytime.
Okay, we're going to go to Brian, Nick, Trevor, Mark, Karen, Kenneth, and others. James just hung up. Brian in Canada, you're on the air with Red Beckman. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm not in Canada. I'm actually in China.
Okay, and, go ahead, sir. That's close enough. I misread it.
Yeah,
the next caller's from Canada, but you're calling from China. Go ahead.
I just want to say that all of your sites have been banned here in China. I can't access any of them. The only way I can access it is with a special program that, you know, deals with the proxy. I don't know if you know that. I don't know if you knew that at all. But
yeah, I know InfoWars and Prison Planet off and on get banned. Do you know about InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, ObamaDeception.net? Are those all banned too?
Oh, I haven't checked them out, but I checked Prison Planet and InfoWars. They're definitely banned.
Well, that's why. Why don't you take a screenshot of how it's banned and email it if you can even get it out of the country? What do you think of the announcements of the Italian, the Australian, the British, and the UN that they want worldwide Chinese-style censorship?
Well, I'm actually an Australian myself, and I heard that, you know, Clinton is, asking for free internet, but at the same time, they're censoring it. I mean, you know, in England, you know, that, you know, everything is logged and kept for over a year or something like that.
Also, the so-called free government broadband for the public, that the public pays for, it's not free. They give it out for free because on the bus terminals, at the parks, InfoWars and Prison Planet are banned. So, yes, we know it's banned in more and more of the world, and the public still doesn't realize this is actually happening. But send us a screenshot, send it to Paul Watson at Prison Planet. We'll get an article out. When did the sites become fully banned?
Well, it wasn't that long ago, actually. It wasn't that long ago at all. You know, my father thinks that it's, they're trying to pick a fight with China. They want a world war, and they want to, you know, I woke my father up to this 9/11, and he said for years, you know, that I was just, just crazy. But after I showed him some videos, he's pretty full on about it too now.
So you're working in China, and you can't go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com.
That's right, only with a proxy changer. That's the only way.
Now, can you get around it and find the audio internet streams, or can you get to the file of the podcast?
I can if I use the proxy changer. I've just kept your number in my Skype, and I'm calling from Skype, so that's what I'm doing now.
Red Beckman, what do you think of the... Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine, yeah.
Well, I mean, hold on a second, Brian, because I want Red to be able to comment, and then you can come back and comment as well. I don't want you to go yet. Red, separate issue. Is this the globalist panicking that not just China, but the UN itself, Bill Gates, the Obama administration, Cass Sunstein say they are going to, quote, ban criticism of the government on the web? I mean, they're openly saying it, and it's in a few newspapers, but not that big of a deal, I guess.
It's kind of a compliment. When they talk about that, you know that we're very, very effective. they're concerned because people, we've got the truth and they've got the lie, and the lie always comes in second when the truth is there, when the truth is exposed. And so when they talk about doing something about the internet, it tells you how worried they are about the truth that's coming out. They're scared to death.
Absolutely. We need to find out if our auxiliary sites are down, if people can't get to those as well in China. Anything else, Brian, from China?
No, I'll just find out how many sites have been banned, and I'll send you an email on your site, because I can't get there with the proxy changer, so I'll just let you know you know, after I check it out.
God bless you, Brian. Sorry I said from Canada. And send it to Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo. God bless you. Be right back with Red Beckman. More of your phone calls.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it is critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
Keep exposing the tyrants. Continue standing against them. They will fall. Red Beckman is our guest. Coming up, I'm going to get him to break down the militia, the history of it, why he wrote the book, why the militia. But right now we're going back to your calls. Nick in North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex and Red.
Welcome.
Hi, I have a question in regard to lawful government. Red, do Americans still have a true du jour government or a criminal de facto offshore banking cartel posing as our government called the United States of America?
Well, the government that we have in Washington, D.C., is not the government that we had when the Constitution, it isn't the government that was created by the Constitution. And of course, I don't get into that too much because it is a very evil system the way it is today. But I say we the people have to take the blame for it. And that's where we have to start making the correction. It is we the people who let this bunch of outlaws get control of our system. And we are the ones that have to take it back if we want to be free. If we want liberty and freedom, we're going to have to take our power back. They taught us about the separation of powers in our high school government classes. They talked about the separation of powers between the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government. They never said a word about the power of the individual. They didn't say anything about my power that I have and your power. They told us that the legislative and executive branch and the judicial branch, they were to jealously guard their powers as enumerated in the Constitution. Well, you and I, we were never taught how to jealously protect our powers as individuals.
Red, here's a question. The Supreme Court ruling, as I read it, says that offshore private corporations can give unlimited money, but still individuals are barred down to $3,000 per candidate. And so what they've done is they've bound the individual while unleashing the tyrannical foreign corporation. So, again, more signs of their desperation.
Yes. I think that that's great that the Supreme Court made that ruling because it got a lot of people's attention. And that's what we need is people that all of a sudden they get hit with something like this and they say, my goodness, how could this happen? And so they start searching and they start listening to Alex Jones and others and they get an education. And of course, the Tea Party people, the power out there, amongst the people that on our side, you know, that understand where we're at, the power that they have is so fabulous if they use it properly. And that is, you see, they've got to start identifying all of the 435 members of the House. They have to run for re-election or somebody else will take their seat in the Congress. What we need to do is identify in each legislative district. We have to identify the incumbent. Is he a Karl Marx Democrat or is he a Karl Marx Republican? You see, Karl Marx Democrats and Karl Marx Republicans are easy to identify because they want gun control.
And let me go further here. The spin with this ruling is, the government, McCain-Feingold, wouldn't let a corporation fund a Hillary movie. Now, they would have limitedly said, yeah, corporations can make their own movies. No, they didn't say that. They said, okay, unlimited for the corporations, but the citizens are bound. I mean, again, that shows how the Tea Parties are even fooled by this, at least currently, some of them, thinking, this was a free speech move. No. Again, it's more deception. But I appreciate your call, Nick. We're going to try to hurry through calls now. Mark, Karen, Kenneth, Kaleo in Hawaii, and others. Straight ahead, long segment coming up. Red Beckman with us till the end of the hour. Got to have him up more often than once a year. We'll also, before he leaves us, give you that address. $10, two books delivered to you. He's basically sending them to you at cost. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine.
I got a big news blitz coming up in the next hour, continuing with your phone calls. And we're going to briefly look at Agent Orange. I know most people know it's deadly, but the fact is the government knew day one it was deadly and tried to block funding to the military veterans and their families, just like they're doing with DU. Another message to the enforcers of the fact that the system could care less about you and we better all stick together against the New World Order. Your calls coming up and why the militia with Red Beckman. Before I do that, become a walking, talking billboard for truth. Like, look at this T-shirt, one of our best sellers. Come and take it, Infowars.com. That was the Texas slogan when the Mexican government came to confiscate the guns in 1836 and my ancestors fought back against the tyranny. Get these shirts at Infowars.com and they're very inexpensive. Some T-shirts are $5.95, $9.95, ball caps, free T-shirts when you order videos. It's all available at Infowars.com. We also have these two new shirts in. This one's like a football practice jersey. Defend freedom with a Minuteman with a bullhorn, Infowars.com. And we have this new T-shirt, also the Defend Freedom slogan there with a Minuteman on the front. People ask you, well, how do you defend freedom? Infowars.com, giant on the back. It says, join the resistance, Infowars.com, ladies and gentlemen, and all the books, all the videos, all the materials. You're awake now. But your friends, your family, your neighbors, they know something's wrong. Now you've got to give them the films like Fall of the Republic, Obama deception, how Weed won the West, exposing the phony drug dealing government operation, all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Going back to Red Beckman, Red, you were giving out an address to get two of your books for $10. That's basically a cost for you. If people will write to you and send $10, that includes, I guess, the shipping. What a deal to get this information out to people. Real foundational information, great books you've written. Tell folks how they get those.
My address is Red Beckman at Box P.O. Box 61, Carrolls, C-A-R-R-O-L-L-S, Carrolls, Washington, and the zip here is 98609, and anybody will send a $10. The last time I was on, we sold the little book Walls in Our Minds, and I'm sure everybody that got that book could use another one. So we'll send you a copy of that, and we'll send you a copy of Why the Militia, which is a considerably larger book, and we'll pay the postage and the whole work. So that's a special deal for Alex and his show.
Well, you're a sweetheart, Red. I want to pick your brain about the militia. For myself and for everybody else, because and we're going to take calls and then get to that. I constantly, when MSNBC is here or Atlantic Monthly's here or Texas Monthly or the Dallas Morning News or whoever it is, they say, what about militias? Are you for that? And I say, well, it's in the Constitution. It's in the Bill of Rights. It's what the posse is. It's what civil defense is. And I try to explain to them, but the government provocateurs groups to demonize it, and I try to break that down. But I want to get your take on why the militia and how important it is coming up. But right now, let's hurry through calls. Mark in Georgia, you're on the air with Red Beckman.
Ah, God bless you, sir, ever in our prayers. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, item one, I would like to see about, I understand you get annoyed about people who want you to do more, like you haven't given your hat and your coat and everything to this cause. I would like to see about getting a crew of volunteers to help you deal with all the massive emails you get. I'd like to see about helping, getting people together to say, we'd like to help you sort through all this massive amount of incoming information and help you answer all the questions that people are asking. What I'd like to see, let me very briefly outline a video production I'd like to have called We the Jury, where we have, it's just like Pilgrim's Progress. You can tell the characters by their names. Pat Riot, go figure, he's Patriot. And he's dying of depleted uranium. And because you have a character that looks a lot like Lon Horiuchi, and go, who? The guy who murdered Sarah Weaver at Ruby Ridge. And Pat's writing to everyone, nobody's doing anything. And Pat takes actions that will suffice to say would not be called for in a lawful government that was doing what was right. But then if that were the case, and then Lon would never have dared murder Sarah Weaver. And basically,
Hold on just a minute, Mark. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. Here's the deal. It isn't that I don't like people giving me ideas, and it isn't that I don't like people telling me I need to do this or do that. It's that, you know, take people, like Ron Paul's asked me to come speak at big events, and I just don't have the time because I can electronically reach 10 times as many people in the time it would take to drive to Houston. And then when I do show up at events, they have provocateurs that try to stir stuff up and create a distraction. I mean, it's literally by the book. So maybe I should be out at more events because the system doesn't like it. Also, there have been, like, say, Jordan Maxwell keeps begging me to come make a film with his material. I'd love to. I can't even get my own films done. Again, we're lean and mean, and I'm not saying you're bad, Mark, but if I let 20 people in my office, guarantee you five of them would be feds, and they'd be trying to put me in prison within hours. And again, I don't talk a lot about this, but we're under attack. And, you know, just like Red said, it's good to have thousands of little groups out there educating others, because that's invincible. Big organizations with one big giant head are too easy to shoot down. I'd rather have 1,000 torpedo boats going up against an enemy fleet than one aircraft carrier. Red Beckman, I mean, do you agree with what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, any comments on your experiences dealing with provocateurs and stuff?
Well, I've been able to identify a number of them over the years. And they're not too hard to spot after a bit. They'll try to ingratiate themselves with you and one thing another, and they even may spend some money for books and things like that. But they will invariably end up trying to tell you and get you motivated to do something that would be a violation of law. And so if you have somebody come in and try to be nicey-nice, and the first thing you know, they're telling you that you ought to do this or do that.
Or they use the credibility of being within your operation to go tell people you're talking bad about them when you're not, just to start infighting.
Yeah, well, it's they're there, and of course, having all of these thousands of different organizations, you know, in Montana, I still have a footprint there, and I told the people there, I said, every organization have a different, pick a different name, and one of them, they call themselves Montana, oh my goodness, a senior moment, from Ann Ryan's book, Atlas Shrugged. They call themselves Montana Shrugged. And they have hundreds of people in their organization. They're all put together or connected electronically. And what a name, Montana Shrugged.
And then they're connected to other groups, and it's a headless system to where the enemy can't defeat it. But Mark, write up your ideas, send it to us at Infowars.com. It would be great to be able to go through all the tips, all the stuff we miss, all the things we do. It's just that I also want to encourage listeners to not wish you could work for me or wish you could work with us or wish you could. You're out there as leaders. Start your own organization. If you believe in our information, post it, share it. I mean, again, we're about getting you to take action, not for us to then go do more, because I really physically can't do much more except work smarter and launch new electronic operations against the enemy to spread our information more. And it's you, the listeners, that make that so effective. Let's go to Karen in Oregon. Karen, you're on the air.
Thank you very much for all you do for the Patriot Movement. The other day, I was listening to you, and Mike Rivero mentioned the national strike. Well, I am helping to put that together, and our goals are no global government, restore our Constitution, individual sovereignty, state sovereignty, limited federal government, no more voting machines or taxation without representation. What we are trying to do here is unite all of the fractionated groups all across this great country and have them get on the freedom train and totally economically withdraw and support this national strike April 15th through April 18th. Can you endorse this?
Well, I have endorsed. I've said people on the 15th should not just have a strike against the New World Order. They should call the local media and tell them a strike's being organized in Austin or Dallas or New York or Portland or wherever it is, and have everybody call them to talk radio, send letters to the editor, have protest on that day as well, and we don't need to have one big centralized, organized hub. But yes, I do support a national demonstration and strike on the 15th through the 18th. I think people have just been saying the 15th, but whatever. Red Beckman, I appreciate your call, Karen. Red Beckman.
Yes, I think that that is going to be a landmark in you know, American history. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be big, big, big. And I was just looking through the book, Why the Militia, and I had some comments in here about the press. And we were talking about the Supreme Court decision letting corporations spend money for campaigns? Well, you know, they're going to be wasting their money because people are not very dependent anymore on major media. And I had a comment, two or three of them here in the, when I had a chapter on the media. I said, if you believe without question what you see and hear coming from major media, you are an exhibit proving that propaganda and lies can inflict serious brain damage. And then another one, major media personalities lie for a living. Seven-figure incomes can cause a person to misplace his conscience. And then one, most of the millions spent during political campaigns end up in the pockets of the media. The media get the money, and the people get a choice between two evils. Those days are over for the big money to come in and buy an election, because the newspapers, the media, the television media and such, they're panicking because the newspapers, how many newspapers have gone bankrupt? And you're going to hear about major media, TV and such, that they're going to be going bankrupt too. And people don't, they're just not relying on those media for their information. And so let them corporations, those foreign corporations come in and spend their money with the media, and we'll just thumb our nose at the media.
Well, that's right, and I appreciate your call, ma'am. The globalists are dead on arrival. They're going to get their world government, but it's going to die the day it's finally established because humanity doesn't want to be slaves. And they want to use poverty and degradation to control us, but it's just not going to work forever. And the mainstream media isn't just dying because of the Internet. They are clearly dying in all the polls and studies because people know they're a pack of spinning, twisting, deceiving liars. Let's go back to the phone calls. Let's talk to Kenneth in Texas. Kenneth, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I know you're trying to get to a lot of calls, so I'll go ahead and make this brief. I heard y'all talking earlier about how the Germans were defecting during the Revolutionary War, I believe it was. And I wanted to highlight back in the late 90s when members of the NWO were defecting, and I think we should kind of get a movement like that going again by bringing back the NWO Wolf Pack, where Kevin Nash and Lex Luger and all of them left the NWO.
I appreciate your call. That's very funny. He's talking about, I guess, Hulk Hogan or something. Let's go ahead now and talk to Callio, I believe, or Kalo from Hawaii. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello,
welcome.
Alex.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I want you to know that you've been a great blessing for us here in Hawaii. And indirectly, you've also been a very blessing for the Hawaiian Sovereignty Movement, because the Hawaiian Sovereignty Movement, we've been fighting the New World Order since 1893. Since the overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom by British and American businessmen, so
they came and just killed your leaders and took over.
Pretty much, they actually overthrew our monarchy with gunboat diplomacy, and actually America was supposed to be the protector with over 26 treaties with America, as well as all the other European nations of the world. And actually, the Kingdom of Hawaii has a third seat in the United Nations. It's never been ceded since the League of Nations. But make a long story short, you and your DVDs and what you've been doing for us here in Hawaii, as well as us American Hawaiians, have been very, very, very important, because we got some of your shirts when Obama was here. We had the Joker shirts, and we kind of hid them underneath our Aloha shirts. And as he was pulling into his complex, you know, he was smiling, and we opened up the shirts, and he saw it, and he could see his face just drop. You could tell he was really kind of he was a little rattled by it.
Yeah, this is he can't run a scam on. And stay there, because I want you to be able to continue to comment. But Red, I mean, look how fast the hoax of Obama has imploded. I mean, this is really shaking the system up.
Absolutely. In some respects, Obama's the best thing that's happened to our country in a long while.
from Hawaii. Anything else, sir?
Yeah.
Is it Kaleo? How do I pronounce your name? Kaleo?
It's Kaleo.
Okay, great. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, and when he saw it, now this is his home state, so, you know, seeing that people in his own in his home state are hip to the deception and the lie of the New World Order, and we realize that he's a puppet, I think it had a rattling effect on him, because I think he comes to Hawaii to try to get away from all of that. And when he comes back here and he's confronted with that same reality, it's almost a look in the mirror, you know.
Oh, it's very important just to let the globalists know that we're aware of them and don't like them, because they get off on the fact that they're conning us.
Right, that's absolutely right. But I just want you to know, I was turned on. We have a radio station here. I'd really love to get your radio station streamed in here. And we've been working a lot of productions through local TV, actually public TV. A lot of your programs we've been airing on what they call Olelo, which is the speak or talk television. And a friend of mine has a producer. He's been airing a lot of your stuff.
Well, tell him I said thank him. What's the radio station?
It's called Olelo. It's Channel C. It's a TV station. We've been airing your DVDs on that. And
got it. You're awesome. God bless you.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, that we're pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
News Blitz coming up in the next hour. Red Beckman is our guest.
Front porch.
I saw a story last week where Walgreens wouldn't develop photos of a man's gun collection for his insurance. Hey, you're supposed to take photos of your stereo, computer, stuff like that, guns. Just the image of a gun is now evil. With all the violence on TV, video games, police, that's all okay. But citizens with guns or the image of guns, they're trying to make it so taboo, but it's not working. This is New York Daily News. Laura Timoney fumes after her son, Patrick, 9, his dad's a cop, is busted for bringing a 2-inch-long toy gun, a plastic G.I. Joe gun for the G.I. Joe figure, and they're talking about kicking him out of school, arresting him, all this stuff. But the good news is people aren't buying into this mind control, just like they've demonized the militia. Red Beckman, you wrote Why the Militia. Explain to people what the militia really is.
Is the people being armed and able to defend themselves from an oppressive government. I was just looking through the book here, and I had a comment, why the militia? And I said, for the same reasons we had in 1775. You remember the history of how that the British general in Boston ordered the troops to go out to Lexington and confiscate the powder and the shot that the patriots were collecting, anticipating a war or a revolution, whatever. And there's where the shot was fired, they heard around the world. The same reasons. We've got the same reasons today that we had then. And I'll tell you, if you haven't gotten yourself armed, my advice to you is do it and be part of this tremendous operation that we've got going in this country to restore our lawful government. And this detente, if they hit us, we're going to be equipped to hit them back. And we're going to hit them back a lot harder than they hit us. So they better not be playing games with their false flags and all of that, because they don't know when they're going to go just a little too far and trigger this reaction like we had in Concord Square back there in April 19th of 1775.
And clearly that spirit is there, because there's a lot of people that have a sense of desperation. They're sick of it, and they are ready. And I'm telling the establishment that, you know, they see the 17 million guns that have been sold in the last 14 months. I'm telling you, we're trying to restrain the population, but there are a lot of people, especially a lot of people above 50, veterans, who just want to go ahead and fight.
Go ahead. But the book, Why the Militia, explains how we can avoid having to go to that kind of effort to restore lawful government. It brings out very strong the grand jury and the petit jury, the trial jury, and how they are to function. It talks about the Federal Reserve Bank. And by the way, when have you heard anybody talking about what happens to the Federal Reserve if we could abolish the Federal Reserve, and if the assets of the Federal Reserve was restored to the Treasury of the United States?
Stop right there, Red. I'm going to twist your arm for five more, because you brought that up. I want you to be able to flesh that out, because remember what just happened in Iceland. They were telling the country they owed five times their entire wealth to the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve when they had run the scam on record to rob them. And when the public finally said no, the banks went, oh, look, we actually have the assets to pay this off. Stay there.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.